God's judgment is always against sin. His righteous verdict always condemns sin. Jesus said, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." There is one way in which you and I are exactly alike. We may differ in age, education, wealth, interest, profession, and so forth, but there is one way in which we are alike. We are sinners. The Bible says, "There is none that doeth good, no, not one, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Now that describes you and me. We are classified the same before God. We are among those who have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What is the explanation of our predicament? Well, first, we believe in the inherent, universal, and total depravity of man. We believe the Bible speaks the truth when it says we are all by nature the children of wrath. Consider what that means. Depravity means a person is wrong, corrupt in sin because of an inward disposition toward sin. He is weakened in resistance to sin to the extent that he actually practices sin. We believe that depravity is inherent. That is, it comes as a consequence of one's birth. Just as one's color of skin is determined by his parents, so one's spiritual condition of depravity is received from them also. We believe that depravity is universal. Every person is affected. There is not one single exception in the whole human race. Now that is why each person who reaches the age of spiritual responsibility must be saved to be at peace with God and to go to heaven. We believe that depravity is total. The whole of man's self is affected, spirit, soul, and body. Man is unable to deliver himself, so that without divine help, he becomes worse and worse. Man is a sinner, desperately in need of a Savior. Depravity, inherent, universal, and total depravity, does not mean one is born a guilty sinner, but that he is born with a disposition weakened so that he will be unable to resist sin. It does not mean one is as bad as he can be, but that he is as bad off as he can be. Depravity means that it is not only possible a person may sin as a result of his power to choose, but that he will sin as a result of his weakness and tendency toward sin. Now, secondly, we believe men are helplessly under sin. Read Romans chapter 3. Men are guilty of transgression, which means rebellion, trespass, disregard of the righteousness of God's law. They are guilty of evil, which means they oppose the holiness of God. They are guilty of ungodliness, which means lack of reverent awe toward God. They are guilty of unbelief, which means a failure to believe God and trust His Word. They are guilty of lawlessness, which means contempt for the divine law. They are guilty of disobedience, which means they are unwilling to be led by truth. Now, why are men that way? They possess a sin nature. Their actions are but the indication of their inner spirit. Men do sinful things because they have a sinful nature. Man was created to enjoy freedom in the fellowship of God, but instead he is enslaved in the bondage of sin. The tragedy is compounded by the fact that man is helpless in his sin. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." The Apostle Paul repeated that truth, writing, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness?" The helplessness of the sinner to free himself from his sin is indicated by the prophet Jeremiah. "Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil." The tragedy of the sinner is that he is helpless in his sin. Third, we believe that men are spiritually dead. Remember that death means separation. The Bible teaches that sin results in the separation of a person from God. God warned the first humans against sin, saying, "Of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." He warned through his prophet, "Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also is the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die." The New Testament continues this theme set forth in the Old Testament. Romans 6:23 reads in part, "The wages of sin is death." Romans 5:12 teaches that as sin came through human experience to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, death came with it. The result was that death has passed upon the whole human race, for all have sinned. To be saved, according to Ephesians 2:1, is to be resurrected out of spiritual death into spiritual life. Sin has brought death in every generation of mankind. Again, men are under the domination of Satan. The devil is called the god of this world in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. He even offered to deliver the kingdoms of the world to the Lord Jesus, saying, "All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it." But Jesus did not deny Satan's authority in the present world system, nor his power to deliver to whom he would. The Apostle John stated that the whole world lies in the wicked one. Now the term world does not mean just rock and trees, hills and valleys. It refers to the world of mankind. Men are under the domination of the devil. Colossians 1:13 reveals that to be saved means to be delivered from the power of darkness and to be translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Salvation is deliverance. Deliverance from power. Deliverance from the power of darkness. Yes, men who are in sin are dominated by the devil and held in slavery by him. And we believe men are under condemnation. God's judgment is always against sin. His righteous verdict always condemns sin. Jesus said, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Many people have the idea that all will be well with them until the time of eternal judgment. Now, before that time, they expect to have opportunity to get the sin problem settled. But that's not the case at all. The Bible says the sinner, the person who has not received forgiveness through faith in Jesus, is already condemned. The sentence has not been executed, but the guilt has already been determined. Now, that is why each person should be saved today. Jesus Christ is the remedy for the depravity in man. Man is under sin, but the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Man is spiritually dead, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened, resurrected us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. Man is condemned, but there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Man is dominated by the power of the devil, but God has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Man is lost, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Oh, Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is the only Savior. Jesus is the sufficient Savior. Jesus will be your Savior if you trust him. Come to Jesus. He will save you though your sins as crimson glow. If you give your heart to Jesus, he will make it white as snow. Come to Jesus right now. Let's pray about it. Father, thank you that you receive sinners and make them saints. Thank you for each person who is now calling on you for forgiveness. Thank you that you are hearing and making them new in Christ Jesus. Thank you for being our loving Father. In Jesus' name, amen.